Okay, so today we're going to talk about tzitzis as a pathway to a personal encounter with God. What I want to do is I want to read four psukim. And the four psukim of tzitzis, we say it every day. And hopefully after the shiur, we'll have maybe a better understanding, a better appreciation of the goal of tzitzis, the message of tzitzis. And so there are four different psukim, and they're all different, and they all teach a different goal here. The first pasuk says, I mean, besides Vayomer Shel Moshe Lemor, we'll ignore that. The first pasuk talks about the Daber B'nei Sov Amarta Lehem Vasulahem Tzitzis, Akanfei V'gidei Hem L'Dorasav V'nasnu Al Tzitzis, Akanaf P'sil Tcheles. The first pasuk tells us to speak to B'nei Yisrael, tell them they should make for themselves a tzitzis on the corner of their garment for generations, and they should place on the tzitzis, in the corner, a tcheles thread, a blue thread or purple thread. What does the term tzitzis mean? So Rashi has two different explanations. He says, "Al shem ha-psilim ha-tluyim ba." It's called tzitzis because of the threads that are hanging on to it. And he cites a pasuk from Yecheskel, "Vayikacheni betzitzis roshi." What's betzitzis roshi? The Rashbam explains further, "Kuvutzas psilim tluyim kisar harosh." So I guess "Vayikacheni betzitzis roshi" means he grabbed me by the hairs that are the group of hairs that are hanging on my head. So similarly, the tzitzis are a group of threads hanging from the corner of the garment. So you take this group of threads, Bnei Yisrael should make a group of threads, and they should place on this group of threads a tcheles thread. Rashi has, by the way, another explanation for tzitzis, al shem ureisim oso, you should see it, kemo meitzitz min acharakim, that the lotion of meitzitz, tzitz, to look at. So our goal is not simply to make the tzitzis, and not even to wear it, but we should actually look at it. So that's another definition why it's called tzitzis. But in any case, this is the first pasuk. It's really a pasuk of action. We are commanded to take action, to make tzitzis, to make these threads on the quarter of our garments, and then tie a blue thread to it, to these threads. And then the second pasuk Lamates says, "Vayolachel tzitzis should be for you for tzitzis." So you should see it. Uzchartem is called mitzvos Hashem. Asisim alsam. You should remember all the mitzvos of God to do them. So that you will not turn after your hearts and your eyes that you might go astray. The second pasuk talks about more of an inner feeling. The first pasuk tells you what God wants them to do. God wants Bnei Yisrael to create these tzitzis. And the second pasuk basically says, look at them and then remember the mitzvos and do not seek after your eyes and your hearts. Okay, so you action, generating an inner feeling. And then pasuk mem is, Laman tizkru v'asisem atzkol mitzvosai v'isem kadoshim l'elokecha. So that you're going to remember and do all the mitzvos of God. So that seems to be almost a replication of the previous pasuk, but it adds, V'yisem kadoshim l'elokeichem, and you will be holy to God. So this, again, is the objective. The objective is if you make the tzitzis, do the action, and you look at him, you look at the tzitzis, then you will do then, and then you do all the mitzvos, you won't stray after your hearts. Then when you remember and do all the mitzvos, then what's going to happen? You're going to be holy to God. That's the objective. Action, inner experience, objective. And then the final pasuk is, Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeiti etzchem me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's God telling us that He is Hashem who took us out of Egypt to be your God. So those are the four psukim about mitzvah tzitzis. Action, inner experience, objective, and then this statement by God. So, and by the way, And in the fourth pasuk, actually, you know, you have the action, the inner feeling. The third pasuk is God's response. When we do the action of tzitzis and we have the inner experience, inner feeling, God's going to respond to us because we're going to be holy to God. And in the fourth pasuk, Hashem initiates the relationship. Ani Hashem Elokecha v'asher hotzeitzi etzchem. Hashem initiates the relationship. And actually, if you notice the progression in the psukim, initially there's no God. In Pasuk Laman Ches, the first Pasuk, there's no God. We're just supposed to do some stuff. And then in the second Pasuk, right, after we do these two tasks of tying this group of threads and then tying this blue thread, and by the way, the Bnei Yisrael are in third person, right? What's the first pasuk? V'yasu lahem tzitzis. Speak to Bnei Yisrael, you should tell them, and they should make for them tzitzis. So there's greatest distance in the beginning of these four psukim between God and man. Bnei Yisrael are referred to in third person, and there's no mention of God at all. You get to the second pasuk, now they're focusing on the tzitzis, and they're remembering God. So now, first time we mention God, but God is mentioned in third person, right? U'schartem b'chol mitzvos Hashem. And now, but Bnei Yisrael are mentioned in second person. It's no longer v'yasu lahem tzitzis, and they should make for them a tzitzis. But the second pasuk is v'haya lachem, it should be for you for tzitzis. So now we're getting closer. Second pasuk, Bnei Yisrael in second person, God is mentioned in third person. You go down to the third pasuk, then, by the third pasuk, then God is mentioned in first person, right? Lamantisku vasizm kol mitzvosai. You're going to do my mitzvos. So again, it's much closer. God's mentioned in first person, and then the final and then the final pasuk is Hashem will make Himself known to man. So as we progress from the first pasuk to the fourth pasuk, where we go from action, inner experience, response by God, or the objective, and then Hashem makes His statement, His initiates the relationship, we see us getting closer to God as these psukim come along, just from the language of they, Bnei Yisrael referred to as they, to you, and God not mentioned, to God is mentioned in third person, God is mentioned in second person, and then the last pasuk, God initiates the relationship. So I want to ask two questions, or three questions, actually. First question is, how does seeing these fringes remind us of the mitzvos? Number two, what process is supposed to take place when we're doing all this? And third, why might this mitzvah be issued here in Parshas Bishalach? So I want to try to have a theory for these three for these three questions. Number one is, how does seeing these fringes remind us of mitzvos? What process is supposed to take place? And why might this mitzvah be issued here in Parsha Shlach? Any thoughts first before I share with you some of my thoughts?
Well, the famous Tchelas reminds you of the ocean. The ocean reminds you of the sky. The sky reminds you of, can you say, Hashem? That's a reminder, and answer
the
other two questions.
Right. So what's interesting is that we're gonna study that medrash a bit. I have here. It's in the Sefer Bamidbar. It mentions that the Tcheles is like the sea, and the sea is like the sky, and the sky is like the Kisei HaKavod. Of course, that sort of tells half the story, because we don't simply place a blue thread on the corners of our garments. We place first tzitzis, or white threads, and we mix it with blue threads. So there must be more to it than simply seeing the kisei, reflecting the kisei akavo, because there's also white threads as well.
Right? It also makes up, I think, the beginning of the Sadra with the Meraglim.
Right.
So also based on sight, and what they saw was the wrong. And with tzitzis, you're supposed to see the right thing, you know.
Okay, so you're saying both are cases of re'iyah. There's bad re'iyah and good re'iyah. The spies have bad re'iyah, bad sight. They're looking at the wrong things, and this is what you're supposed to look at. Okay, I like that. Okay, so let me share with you a perspective here. So first of all, I want to just focus on this in the second pasuk. There's a potentially grammatical issue. It says Vayalchem L'Tzitzis. So we have the white threads mixed with this one blue thread. And then it says Urisim Alson, you will see it. So the question is, what's the it? Right? It would seem that they have blue and white. So it should be Urisim Alson. And actually, do you actually have to look at it? So just the, there are different explanations. Perhaps a very famous explanation is that it's prod, you know, that maybe at nighttime there may not be an obligation to wear tzitzis because it's only at a time when you're supposed to see it. But I like, for our purposes, Haktava Kabbalah, Rav Mecklenburg writes, what does it mean, Ur-Isem? First, I want to focus on the word, Ur-Isem. So he says, Ein Re'isem Po L'Re'iya Ba'alma. It's not merely seeing. When it says Re'isem, I think it means Zehen, maybe seeing. Okay? Ki'im L'Hashgacha V'Simas Lev Al Adavar. When it says Re'isem also, it doesn't mean just to look at the tzitzis. It means to think about it, to examine it, to take heart on the matter. He's bodenus, and understanding Vistaklus be a look in depth. So what does it mean? Look at the tzitzis in depth. Look at the white and the blue threads in depth. So what does that mean exactly? So that's first. Urisim also requires more than just simply seeing, but understanding, I would say, understanding the inner significance of the tzitzis. Now, the Rashbam writes that, and it similarly, he says, V'ayolachem l'tzitzis. He writes, P'sil ha-tzitzis hazeh, Yelachem l'ir'iya, Shetiru also. So the Rashbam says that the thread of the tzitzis, the psil, should be for you that you should look at it. So he said it's sort of one mitzvah, right? It's psil ha-tzitzis hazeh, even though you're taking blue and white, maybe the point of Urisim also is to say it's all one mitzvah. It's not two mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. And in fact, the Sifrei Zuta says this explicitly, you might think, what are you doing? You have to put first some white threads and then put a blue thread. Two separate mitzvahs. And so Judah, you said, the blue threads remind you of Kisei HaKavod, but we have a separate mitzvah, the white thread. So it says, no, Tamalon V'ayolchem L'tzitzis. Both of them together. It's interesting. You have tzitzis and you have the blue thread. V'ayolchem L'tzitzis. Mitzvah achas hi ve'ena shtei mitzvos. It's only one mitzvah of a combination of blue and white. They're not two mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. It's a combination of blue and white together. And that's why it says, Urisem Oso. You should see it. Even though you say, I got the white thread mitzvah and the blue thread mitzvah. No, we combine them. The key is the combination, Urisem Oso, it. One. Of course, the Sifrei in Bamidbar makes the point where he says that what's Urisem, he says, Mera Omer Urisem Osom, Lo Nemar Kan El Urisem Osom. So it doesn't say Urisem Osom, it just says Urisem Oso. Why does it say Urisem Oso? Magid HaKosu, the Pasuk tells us, Shekol HaMekayim Mitzvah Tzitzis, anyone who observed the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, for the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, Malim Olav Ki'ilu Hikbil Perei HaShechita. It's as if he accepted the Shechita. So I guess Urisem Oso is you should see what? You should perhaps perceive the Shechita. Now, Shechita is feminine, so I don't know if maybe it should be Osa. But the idea is when you, it's not simply you're seeing the tzitzis, but you have a greater vision, a greater connection to it, to the Shechita. So how is that? Shetcheles dobel ayav, the cheles is similar to the sea. V'yav, the color of the sea. V'yav dobel rakia, the sea is similar to the color of the rakia, the sky. V'rakia dobel kisei hakavod, and the sky is similar to the color of the kisei hakavod, the divine throat. And he brings a pasuk Yecheskel to prove that. And so what's he saying? So number one, we have sort of two different approaches here, which I don't think are mutually exclusive. That Urisim also, that the mitzvah is when you combine the tcheles and the lavan, the blue and the white. And Urisim also, when you do that, you're also going to be seeing, witnessing, experiencing, thinking about, his bodenus, of the Shechita. So I think that the mitzvah of tzitzis teaches us how to create a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how so? So what are we doing? We are seeing the blue and the white together. And we see, now, the Medrash tells us, we just saw, that this, what's the spirituality is in the blue. Because the blue is Dobe la Kisei HaKavod. The white is not similar to Kisei HaKavod. So what are we seeing? We're seeing the spirituality of the blue, or the blue-purple, Tcheles, together with the physicality of the white. And again, God tells us in the first pasuk, what I want you to do, you need to combine the two. You need to combine the physicality of the white and the spirituality of the blue. And only after we do that, by the way, then what's the next pasuk? Then God enters the picture. Only once you do that, right? It says, "V'haya lachem tzitzis erisim osos chartem kol mitzvos Hashem." God does not enter the picture until we combine the physicality and the spirituality. If the physical and the spiritual are separate, then God does not enter the picture. Right? God only enters the picture in the second pasuk after they're combined. And I think that the combination of the physical and spiritual are accomplished by two aspects of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So number one, we just mentioned the mixture of the white and the tcheles as tzitzis. We need a mixture of the two. And I think even the tcheles itself contains both physicality and spirituality. And with this, I'll turn your attention to a question that Rav Soloveitchik asked. Rav Soloveitchik asked the following. If you think about this medrash in the Sifrei, what does Sifrei say? The Sifrei says that the Tcheles is similar to the sea, and the sea is similar to the sky, and the sky is similar to the Kisei HaKavod. Okay, we don't know what the Kisei HaKavod looks like. We're making an assumption that it has the same color as the Tcheles, the sea, and the sky. So why are we saying that the Tcheles is similar to the sea, which is similar to the sky, which is similar to the Kisei HaKavod? Why don't you simply say the Tcheles is the same color as the Kisei HaKavod? And it's why are we taking two extra steps? Why are we saying, the Tcheles is similar to the sea? Oh, by the way, you know, sea is similar to the Rakia, and the Rakia is similar to Kisei HaKavod. Why are we taking all these different steps? Why don't you just go straight? Tcheles is similar to Kisei HaKavod. And Soloveitchik explained that the reason is to tell us that God's is not simply there. Right? I saw someone posted a comment, the difference between let's say a Litvak and a Chassid is that the Litvak said Hashem is there, and the Chassid said Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Okay, so right. do we sense Hashem's presence everywhere, but to what extent is Kadosh Baruch Hu further removed? So maybe this is more of a Chassidish shot, maybe. But no, the point is that according to the Rav Soloveitchik is pointing out that the Tcheles is similar to the sea, to the Rakia, to God, meaning that we don't just go straight from Tcheles to God up in Shemayim, where we know He's somewhere, but we don't feel His presence in this world. God's presence is felt throughout the world. The Tcheles doesn't just remind us of God, but it reminds us of God that we see in the sky and God that we see in the sea. And what do we say in every Shabbos? We say, Hashemayim misaprim kvod kel. The skies sort of tell the glory of God. And we see the heavens say, wow, look what a Kadosh Baruch Hu created. So the point is that tzitzis, both the mixture of the blue and white, and even the way through which the blue, the tcheles, is supposed to remind us of the Kisei HaKavod, emphasize the combination of the physicality together with the spirituality. And then the Torah tells us, right, what does the Torah say? The Torah says that, okay, so once we combine, and it should be for you, for tzitzis, you will see it, this combination, you're going to remember all the mitzvot and do them, and you're not going to turn away with your hearts and with your eyes, that you're not going to go astray. So why is this combination so critical for us not going astray? See, if you have to ask yourself, why does someone go astray? Why does someone follow their eyes and their hearts and their desires to perhaps go off, you know, do things that they shouldn't do? Perhaps because he doesn't give proper expression to the physical forces of life, and he thinks all physicality is inherently sinful. We have normal, we have normal drives and normal desires, and if we don't utilize them in a proper way, and we just say everything is usur, using, you know, using our enjoying the pleasures of the world in the right way, and we just try to hold back, and say the physical and spiritual are completely separate, then we're gonna sin. We're not gonna be able to control ourselves because we have to act on our basic forces of nature. The goal of the tzitzis is to elevate the natural world, not to deny drives and desires, but to regulate and moderate our drives and desires. And once we decide to live a life like that, right? Once we combine the tcheles and the lavad, the physical and the spiritual, and realize that we can give expression to our drives in moderation, and then we can learn to control ourselves and do what we can in the right do and use and express those desires in a normal way. So then what will happen? V'yisem kadoshim l'lokeichem, the objective, the third pasuk. Because then, once we observe the mitzvos, using not simply doing the mitzvos, because if you don't have that framework, we're going to fail. If we observe the mitzvos using this framework, of the recognize the beauty of the physical world and combining with the spiritual world, then we are exposed to a new dimension of the world, and we have a personal encounter with God. V'yisem kadoshim l'lokeichem. In this context, what is the final pasuk? Final pasuk is Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hoseisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim liyoseichem elokim. God is telling us, this is why He took us out of Egypt, to create a relationship between the spiritual and the physical, between God and man. If you think about it, this whole notion of a combination of physical and spiritual, this has been God and us. How can God, who is beyond time, beyond space, create a relationship with us? It doesn't make sense. And yet Yetzias Yisrael taught us that it's possible and it's very real. And since this allows us to continue that in our daily lives, and in fact, Rav Hirsch, I think it essentially says that. The verse says, "Laman tiskru b'pasuk labetes mare hatzitzis maskir lodo es Hashem et mitzvosav." In pasuk labetes, tzitzis reminds us of the Hashem and His mitzvos. Ulam tachlis, that through tzitzis we'll remember to do the mitzvos. Ulam tachlis osa zechira, the goal of the remembrance is laman tiskru milibenu pnima. That the goal is that it's not only that we're going to do the mitzvos when we are wearing tzitzis. And women, for example, they don't wear tzitzis, right? So, and technically speaking, you're only required to wear tzitzis when you have a four-cornered garment, technically speaking. But the goal is to learn the message of tzitzis and so that our heart is open to remember the mitzvos of God, even when we're not wearing tzitzis, to learn the lesson, the message of this mixture of tchelos and lavan. And then he writes, pasuk lavates mavtiach lodus dargas ha'adam. The 39th pasuk lavates, you know, the third pasuk tells us about the level of man, and pasuk mem, right? Then he says, the goal is what? Ma'ale osad aliyu the Yisrael. It's sort of, he's telling us that it's to tell us the goal is to build a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then again, as I mentioned, the final pasuk, we internalize, by internalizing the mitzvah of tzitzis, it serves as a model for us to understand our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so now, to answer the final question, I've sort of shared with you a perspective on how do seeing the fringes remind us of mitzvos, what process is supposed to take place. There was one more question, which is, right, what's this doing in Parsha Shlach? So maybe one approach, there are many different approaches to the sin of the spies. So one approach of the sin of the spies was that the spies felt that we could only have a supernatural existence with God in miraculous desert life. That for them to be connected to God, it has to be lamala min ateva, not natural. It has to be completely spiritual. And they are afraid. How can we live in a regular world and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We can't live with God under regular circumstances. It's either completely spiritual, and then we observe God, but once we live a normal, natural life, and we have to work for a living, and we have to do things that are natural, normal, we're not going to see the miracles of God on a daily basis. So then we can't handle it. We cannot live and be servants of God in such an environment. And the response to that argument by the spies is tzitzis. Tzitzis is God's response to this claim that the goal of the otherworldliness of the divine, the tchelas, the kisei hakavod, is supposed to be mixed in and combined with the mundane, with the physical in this world, and it is possible. Just like God saying, I have a relationship with you, I'm spiritual and I have a relationship with you, so too, this is your destiny, this is your mission, and it is doable, and tzitzis every day reminds us of that.